here we go.
The train was set up with cameras so passengers could see whether motorists up ahead stopped at a train signal or scooted across the train tracks after the warning gates went down or lights started flashing. The problem gets worse as the use of trains decreases and motorists forget about trains or are in a hurry. Bob Bresch is the Operation Lifesaver Coordinator for Union Pacific.
There aren't many trains anymore, and unfortunately we don't run as frequently as we used to, but we run a lot of bigger trains. And the thing that people just don't remember, a big train can't stop quickly.
Rush says there are over 100 collisions with trains every year in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, we kill about 8 people a year.
But most of the time, drivers are warned.
50% of all railroad collisions happen during the daytime of people going around gates. 25% of the time, people drive into the side of the train at nighttime.
Most of engineered trains know what a collision feels like. Dirk Peterson is Union Pacific's manager of operation practices. He says even people who drive for a living can be careless.
Actually, it's been more semis for me, truckers, professional drivers. And these are the target areas that we hit with our Operation Lifesaver program. Is we hit professional drivers, whether it be truck lines or bus terminals, and they get the big push, but they're just like everybody else. Sometimes their misjudgment can be their last one.
While a train can't stop quickly like a car, engineers do have a bird's eye view of cars they might hit at a crossing.
Here we go. Here we go.
Eau Claire Police Officer Paul Miller watched from the train as a few cars ran the signal lights. And his squad cars watched from more than a dozen crossings as this train passed through.
Well, the evaluation was excellent. We did write some citations by our officers. I don't know how many. We weren't able to actually see them make the traffic stops until after the train had gone past already. But they were active. We did some enforcement.
Monitoring crossings is not something officers do regularly, so Miller says it's up to each motorist to pay attention to railroad tracks they commonly cross for that 1 in 100 times a train gets there at the same time. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.